the building, right? But it's depending on what? The mother may walk in the store and tell the child, say, look, you stay right here. Don't move. And I may walk up to that child, and I may say, hi, fella. Hi, little fella. And that child may turn with you, not respond at all. Or he just shows feeling, discomfort, or something else. And another person will come along and say, hi, little fella. And that child, hi. And ready to communicate, ready to talk, ready to show friendship. Why? Because that child has an intelligent soul. And his soul tells it, don't touch me. But him. Right? His soul tells it, don't touch me. So that's why it's depending on maturity. It's depending on soul. Now that's a man's fault.
Natural consequence. It has been demanded by the natural
It was
He will have you supporting his wife operating. But your black operation will tell white people Asians to vote in.
And it identifies for the real race. You know, that. Oh. And it don't want nothing but his own mind. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Yeah, hey, girl, how do you go down there and buy a tattoo dress from the black mama?
So why did I go in there, mama?
Oh, you want to marry the black? Give me a black piece.
Become not up to me for family concern.
More concern than family concern.
The first thing you get in the house is more money.
We get attention then.
Yeah.
And more discipline. You have to get a little bigger.
Go to school. Learn to sit, right? Learn it. The avenues of this life. And how to manage in those avenues. Then, we are told, hey, look, boy, or look, girl, this is a family responsibility. So we have to identify in that family concern. Well, this is how parents used to be. A lot of nowadays, they don't get it. Everybody just come up and they never know this is a family. Everybody tell us their own need, their own pain. Never come together. But they are the family concern. But we know we need it. And a people that don't recognize the need to establish good, solid, well-working, well-guarded families will never become a respected and dignified people. Yes, sir? Our families haven't been established. When our people were in Christianity and the Christian influences were shaping their lives more than crime, more than meeting Hollywood, more than anything else, they at least had some sense of family life and family values. But with the Christian subordinate or pushed back, and develop concern for the wildlife of this way, dominating us, that good family sense and good family concern is dissipated, weakened, and lost for most of us. And we find that the deterioration of our family sense and our family life has also come of our community strength. I just read in the New York Times that the Belarians who identify with the Gabi idea are protesting the behavior of Korean businessmen in New York. They object to the presence of those who are Korean businessmen in the black neighborhood. And they are saying that blacks have to support blacks in business. And they're saying that the Koreans are not helping the black community with its business. They are taking the money out of the black community. And I'm putting it investment and reinvestment in the black community. Some Koreans that were businessmen that were interviewed, the article in the New York Times, by a woman named Sheila Ruth. You'll find that old family, but they'll be very strong old families. But that's an exception to the rule. That's not the rule. Most old families are very weak as a family. And most families that are thriving economically, they are strong as a family. There's enough people. The institution of marriage has been the single most institution that has advanced business and economics. Man marries to take on additional responsibility. He looks to the future and he knows that he has to provide for his children. So now he has more than just a personal interest in this. Our individual interest in this, he has a family interest in this. So he will work hard. A man will not work two, three jobs if he knows he's going to be contributing or spending all of that revenue or income on himself. But if he knows that he's going to serve the needs of life, that is going to serve the needs of his home and his children, that's going to help advance him in his profession and give him support in his profession, then he works hard on the job, not just for himself, but he's working for sure too. And then
that's where we belong. We should have demanded it for him. We
preacher of the day, that's you.
Right.
That's where you went wrong. So we went wrong. Now, since we went wrong, and the wrong was not in the
what we put our mind to, we accomplish.
Right.
And we put our mind to bringing this community back on solid religious foundation. And we accomplish that. We have a man Friday on that Christian coat. They don't show off 50 rings. We had a man to carry the Quran, recite the Quran, give the footmark, establish the footmark on the basis of the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, on authentic hadith, and quote Quran, very high, dignified, delivered, coming from the Imam. And people are coming there not to worship him up, they are coming there to worship Allah. And they don't come to come on to hear him show off his own talent. They come there to hear him share with them what he has learned in the Word of God in his way in the life of Prophet Muhammad. So we have achieved that. We have put our community back on religious foundation.
Right.
Your leader prays. He fears God. And he prays daily. And he comes out to Jummah, whether he can listen to Jummah speak or not. I come there and I sit on the floor and I listen to the Imam, the little Jummah, and I follow him in prayer. He's my Imam, and I sit under him. I'm his leader, but I sit under him. At that time, he's my Imam. And I adore his football. I adore because he's speaking from the Quran and he's speaking from the life of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him. He imparts truth and wisdom and clean talk and intelligence to me. And I don't see him as my subordinate. I see him as the Imam at that particular time. And I'm on the floor with the rest of the people. And I'm the leader, the chief Imam of the whole thing.
Thank you.